Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May or AZ Lady Z. How you can find me there. Make sure you always check in every video the links below because I always have some stuff for you. And today we're going to be talking about Dr. Fauci and the blow up between Dr. Fauci and Senator Rand Paul. We're going to also look at the study that talks about the VAERS report and how accurate is the VAERS report. If you don't know what the VAERS report is, it's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So we're going to talk about that. Before we get started, there is a video in the link below I want you to check out because I want to help you with the three of life's curveballs that's dying too soon, becoming ill or injured, or not having enough money in retirement. Now, I was just hearing today on the radio, inflation is skyrocketing. And so that $1 million that you might have in your retirement fund, you might run out way earlier than you thought because inflation prices are skyrocketing. So let me help you with some of that. Also, if you become ill or injured, you're not able to work, you're not bringing income. That's the number one reason of bankruptcies and foreclosures. Hey, if you have a small business, I can help you save 40 to 100% on your benefit costs. And this is a great product for people trying to find out what they should do for their children. And also, last but not least, I love my essential oils. So check the link below for my essential oils and get healthy the natural way. Okay, so let's get started, guys. There's a lot to unpack. And I think that we should start with Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci. I think that's where we should start. Oh my gosh, I don't know if you saw this blow up, but I want you to check in the, I want you to tell me in the comments below what you think of the whole thing with Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul. Do you think Dr. Fauci's lying? Because seems to me like Rand Paul says that he is or believes that he is. And do you think this was a bioweapon? Some people say no, some people say yes. So comment in the link below. I want to know what you think. So here we go. I'm going to share the screen with you and we're going to talk about this whole thing that came from Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a 5-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combined genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals but not humans to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as the Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches, these are Dr. E. Bright's words, this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress.
Microphone.
Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
Will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it. Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
You can't
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
Senator Paul's time has expired,
but I will allow the witness to...
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses... And that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists. Those viruses are molecularly impossible
saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual... I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Ooh.
Senator Smith.
Woo-hoo-hoo! That was some heated debate. So I'm really curious to see what you're going to say in the comments below, because notice Senator Paul said it two times. If you lie in front of this committee, these are the consequences. And sounds to me like Dr. Fauci was trying to do the bureaucrat skate around the truth kind of thing. Don't see what I'm doing over here. I'm going to talk about what this is to get you off subject so you don't even know what we were talking about originally and confuse everybody in the process. That's what I got from it. That's what I think Dr. Fauci was trying to do. And I have a feeling I am going to agree with most of your comments below. I really have a feeling I'm going to agree. And frankly, I do hope he sees prison because I know I've been affected personally by this coronavirus. Not talking about getting it, but like, you know, dealing with people in hospitals and not having access to them and doctors losing their ever-living mind. Our pediatrician said we are no longer able to see them because I don't want to do the mask mandates. When Dr. Fauci's emails talked about a leak from the Wuhan lab, for one, in his emails. Number two, Dr. Fauci said masks don't work in his emails. And when I go and talk to my doctor and say, I don't want to do this anymore, this is not science, he doesn't even tell me to my face that my kids can no longer be seen there because I don't want to wear a mask. He doesn't even tell me to my face. Sends me a letter. I'm like, wow, you're supposed to be a man of science. Yet I was going to show him articles that said masks don't work. I was going to show him Dr. Fauci's emails that he said masks do not stop the transmission of COVID-19, in his own words. And I was like, you know, it's not science. Wearing a mask isn't science. If mask worked, we wouldn't have had a pandemic. We wouldn't have seen the numbers every single day go up, go up, go up, and the death counts go up and go up, 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 up. We wouldn't have seen that if mask worked. Doctors have lost their mind. And then Dr. Fauci is trying to play this dance with Senator Paul. And I'm glad Senator Paul kept bringing it back to the point. Your definition of gain of function is this. It says in the study that the NIH funded this research, which by your definition is gain of function. And you are trying to tell me that's not true, that you guys never funded gain of function. Anyways, this whole thing, and then let's talk about the Delta variant. Oh, that scary military Delta variant. Why don't they call it COVID-20? COVID-19 is the 19th strand of the coronavirus. If we have a variant, it's just to scare us. Oh my God, we have another variant of COVID-19 called COVID-20. Delta variant. The flu has different strains every single year. Do we call it a military Bravo Alpha variant? No. We just say there's another strain of the flu virus. There's another strain of the coronavirus, but we have to give it a scary name to scare everyone because lockdowns are going to happen again. Mask, 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 and lockdowns. Oh, let's talk about this for a second. Did you see those Democrat senators that fled the special session in Texas, took a charter plane, unmasking, bringing alcohol, and then we're becoming super spreaders? Did you see that article? Yeah, they went to Washington, D.C., and some of Nancy Pelosi's staff members got sick from COVID-19 because people on that plane had COVID-19. What? If that was Republicans, it would be all over the media about how there was a super spreader event because they were trying to avoid legislation happening. If it was the total reverse around, we would just nonstop about these horrible legislatures that just fled, and dereliction of duty is what I call it, because they had to represent their people in the state of Texas and decide not to. Is that called a filibuster of some sort? I thought Democrats were against filibusters. To me, that is a type of filibuster. If they were called in special session, didn't show up, fled because they didn't want to talk about the legislation moving forward. So dereliction of duty, didn't represent their people that they're sworn to serve, went out to have shenanigans and fun. Why you and I have to wear masks on an airplane, they didn't have to. And then they spread COVID-19. Speaking of COVID-19, let's talk about the VAERS report. So there's a study that was done a long time ago, and it was talking about the underreporting of the VAERS report. Let me show you this. So this was done by Dr. Ross Lazarus and Dr. Klompas, Michael Klompas, and and it was performed by the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. And this was done in 2007 through 2010. So it was long before this COVID vaccine came about. But I wanted to read you the results. So the adverse event from drugs and vaccine are common, but under reported. Although 25% of ambulatory patients, that means patients that can walk, experience an adverse drug event. Less than 3% of all adverse drug events and 1 to 13% of serious events are reported to the Food and Drug Administration. Likewise, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. Fewer than 1% of all vaccine events are reported. So low reporting rates preclude or show the identification of problem in drugs and vaccines that endanger public health. So a new surveillance method for drug and vaccine adverse effects are needed. Barriers to reporting include a lack of clinician awareness, uncertainty about when and what to report, as well as the burdens of reporting. Reporting is not part of clinicians' usual workflow. It takes time and is duplicative. Proactive, spontaneous, and automated adverse event reporting embedded with EHR and other information systems has the potential to speed the identification of problems with new drugs and more careful quantification of risk of older drugs. So right here it says, in the adverse reporting event, less than 1% of the vaccine adverse are even reported. So if you go on, this one's hard for me to navigate from the website. I think someone needs to teach me. At one time, I pulled it up successfully. And then after when it was really getting talked about, I could not do it again for some reason. So I found this. This is also, they get their information Med Alert from the VAERS report, but they're behind the curve. They're on the 9th, which VAERS on the CDC Wonder site is uploaded every Friday. Okay. But since I've been looking at this, it went from like 4 to 5 to 6. Every time I look at the numbers of patients that died, now this is behind a couple weeks behind when I'm filming this. There's at least almost 1,100 people that have died from the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, if we're going to take this report right here that says fewer than less of 1% actually report the adverse event, then we have to assume that this number is extremely low. Extremely low. So let's say, just to say that maybe the more accurate number would be 10%. That 10% of people have adverse reactions to COVID-19. We really have no clue because no one's looking in on this, and maybe they actually do know, but they aren't telling us because the push to get the shot is everywhere. From Republicans to Democrats, it's everywhere, and I don't understand the push so hard, especially with this vaccine. I just don't understand. Because I showed you videos before, if you go on previous videos, there was something similar that happened in the 60s or 70s when it came to a flu vaccine, and only 4,000 people, according to the VAERS report back then, had any kind of a death or anything like that. But there were people that had significant problems from that shot. And one lady on that news report couldn't walk very well. She lost the ability to walk. And then it took a long time for her to even get to a certain point where she's like walking with things around her legs. And she was never the same after that. Okay. So we're not even talking about people who had issues with adverse events. We're just talking just this number about deaths, because there's a lot of people that have Bell's palsy, that have lost their ability to walk, that have had trouble with their eyes, that have a lot of heart issues, and they're pushing this vaccine. And this is a low number according to that report I just showed you. So let's say there was 10% would be an act. Let's just pretend in a perfect world that 10% was the actual number for adverse reaction. So if you took that number times 10%, now you're looking at six figures, over 109,000 people that have died from this virus. So if that was accurate, this 10%, which it could be, or maybe not, maybe it's lower, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 50%. I don't know. Nobody knows. At least no one's telling us that they know. And maybe we need to have our senators and our congresspeople, both state and nationally, start looking into this and find out what is the actual number of people dying and having really negative adverse reactions. Because I'll tell you right now, the adverse reactions is in the six figures, not the death part, but the average, the the adverse events of people having heart issues and seizures and not able to walk and have Bell palsy and, you know, stuff like that. That's in the six figures. If you add all that up, it's in the six figures. And that's only 1%, less than 1% of the reports. So if you can imagine, even if that was 10%, if our number was 10%, then that six figures just doubled. Okay. So if let's say the actual percentage of people who got hurt by this virus is 10%, which would bring this number to 109,000 deaths, were just the deaths alone. That's higher than the, isn't that around higher? Isn't that a little bit higher than the COVID-19 deaths or around? I mean, I think worldwide it was like, I don't even remember now. But I mean, it's pretty significant if you think about it. Even 10,000 to me, but I think the number's closer to 12. Because I was listening to another show and I think it was like 12. Because these numbers are from the 9th. Anyways, I just want to bring that to your attention that it's fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. I just thought I'd let you know that. And I just wanted to let you know this is only less than 1% of the things that are out there that are hurting people from the shot. And I just think that we as people need to know what we're dealing with and why are they pushing the shot so hard. And then there's reports of even people who got the shot are still getting COVID. So then your question is, well, what the heck am I going to get the shot for? If that's less than 1% of the people who got the shot had reported less than 1%, then you have to assume that there's a lot more than just that 1% or less than 1% of people that died, got ill, or injured from the vaccine. And then you can get sick on top of it. So what the heck? Why am I going to get the shot? And why are they pushing it so hard? Like, these are questions we need to know. These are questions we need to know. And we need answers for that. So anyways, that's what I have for you today. I'm excited to see the comments that you have for me. Click the link below. Also, Rumble, like, subscribe, share this video. I will see you guys later.